This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a good day to be alive. It's nice, it's going to be nice. Oh, did you watch the lunar eclipse last night?
No, but the moon was really bright this morning. Full, big, bright moon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Early, you know, it actually started when it was still broad daylight out, so I could only see a sliver. And then there were all these clouds, so we just caught little glimpses of it, but it was...
Beautiful?
It was beautiful.
It was a blood moon, though, right?
It was like a super blood flower moon,
yeah, I
pink
saw, well,
head moon.
I saw something on Instagram, somebody I know put the picture up, and it was pretty red.
Yeah. It was hard to see from where I was. There were just too many clouds. It was like thick air. But then, yeah, when I woke up this morning, I walked out into the driveway. I'm like, who needs lights?
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing. I like it. All the Looney Tunes will be out today. Affected by, remember we were talking about that the full moon makes people crazy?
Mm-hmm.
So...
Everyone, you're fine. Don't worry.
No, you're Looney Tunes.
You
are Looney Tunes. You're going to go crazy today.
She's the one.
Moon. It's not me.
She is.
I'm like the same one on the
show.
Oh
my God.
That was not a joke.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
Fine, we'll go with that. National Craft Beer Week. Sorry, National American Back Craft Beer Week. This is apparently for independent breweries and local beer makers. It gives them a chance to make a mark on the global market. I don't know how it does that, just because we yell, be aware of our craft beer to the world. There are like 500 independent breweries, which actually sounds low.
Yeah, it does.
That sounds really
it's
low.
It's a thing, though. My friend Andy knows I don't drink, and yet his thing for these little craft breweries, and like there's one somewhere in Santa Cruz that's very well known as... widely thought to be one of the best, and it's kind of like that Pliny
the Elder.
There's like
Pliny
lines
the
for it, yeah. And people know everything about it and who made it, and
right.
And if the guy has gas or whatever,
sure.
Like it's just,
that can help.
Well,
that
I don't know,
flavors
but
up the beer.
It's a lot to listen to. There are times when I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I have to go find anything else to do.
Yeah.
I can't listen to you sing the praises of
even
beer.
Even if I could drink beer, I don't think I'd want to listen to you yammer on about
this. I wouldn't
even
want that beer because I know I'm just a plain, like an orange slice.
Oh, that is good.
Don't say that.
No, it's
don't.
Good. It is good. I do like craft brew. My problem is beer is just so filling. I can't drink beer the
right.
way I could when I was a kid. I got to choose really carefully because I'm only going to have one of those before I switch to something a little less filling.
Right.
Anyway, it's American Craft Beer Week, so have a craft beer if that's your thing, and if not, you know, drink a Bud. Or don't drink. Has a lemonade. You know how ads pop up?
Yeah.
I was just looking at this. I guess Jamba Juice. It's still a thing. I haven't been to a Jamba Juice in
I like it.
10 years. So they go, Electric Berry Lemonade is back, and it's just bright blue. And I'm like, that actually does look pretty good.
Oh, boy.
That looks pretty, back for a limited time.
Right.
So maybe have that today instead of a craft brew. You know what? You do whatever you want.
I got me. Don't worry.
Just do whatever you want. I have a couple bad news stories.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to go through them. Feel free to jump in. But also, I'd like to get it out of the way. There's so much happens over the weekends always, including really bad stuff.
Yeah.
None of this is about that.
Oh, okay.
But it's they're bad in their own right. So rest in peace, Fred Ward. Who the F is Fred Ward?
I know who Fred Ward is. He was on Law and Order.
Was he?
He also was, well, he's an actor, but he became a politician.
Fred Ward?
Do I have the wrong guy?
You have the wrong guy.
Who is this?
You're thinking of Bernie Ward.
No. No, I'm not.
Fred, he looks like David Duchovny. He was 79, and here's a picture of him right here.
Oh, I don't know that guy.
You do. He's been in, like, everything. He's been on every show. He's done movies. He was the star of Tremors, which I watched like
Fred
five times.
Fred Ward.
Put a couple pictures up. In that one, he really does look like David Duchovny. There he is. There's a picture of him.
I don't know that guy.
Really? I mean, I never would have put his name to him.
He definitely looks familiar. Like,
but he's just been in everything. He died last Sunday. Last Sunday, a week ago. He was 79. I don't have a word on the cause of death.
He looks like the guy that played Remo Williams. Do you remember that movie?
I do not.
What's the name of the movie?
Remo Williams.
Oh, you know what? He's the guy who played Remo Williams.
Get out of here!
The adventure begins. I'm looking at all his movies. There's Remo Williams.
So Remo Williams was this like action adventure movie, and it was gonna...
I have never heard of Remo Williams. Knows.
It was gonna break this guy. Like...
1985?
It's old.
Oh my God.
It's really old.
It's pushing 40 years old and he pulled Remo Williams out.
Sorry.
That don't be.
That's all I know him from. All this other stuff you're saying he's in. Oh, there it is. Remo Williams. Yeah. I don't know him from any of that stuff.
Yeah. It's.
But Remo Williams, I got this.
He was on. He was on a million shows. True Detective, he was the father of Colin Farrell's character, so that's one of his more recent things. He played Maura Tierney's dad on ER in 06. Kevin Bacon was in the movie Tremors with him in 1990. And I've seen Tremors probably five times. I used to love Kevin Bacon. I still love him. I just, you know, I'm just not as into him as I was. They were fighting these giant killer graboids in Tremors. They were
graboids.
They were the things making the Tremors.
Hmm.
He tweeted, "So sad to hear about Fred Ward. When it came to battling underground worms, I couldn't have asked for a better partner.
Hmm.
I will always remember chatting about his love of Django Reinhardt and jazz guitar during our long hot days in the desert. Rest in peace, Fred." 79. They don't give a cause of death, but it's right there in that sentence.
79's a good run.
79 is a good run. This is terrible news. I feel awful. You know, we give Britney Spears a lot of crap on this show. She's had a miscarriage. So it's, there's nothing, no jokes here. That is, it's tragic. That's all there is to it. And, you know, leave her alone. They revealed the news over the weekend. She suffered a miscarriage. They released a joint statement saying, "It is with our deepest sadness we have to announce that we lost our miracle baby early in the pregnancy. This is a devastating time for any parent. Perhaps we should have waited to announce until we were further along."
Oh, do you think they announced
early?
Like after the first month or something?
She supposedly was already showing.
She mentioned a bump, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes
that's it's your third kid. Your body knows exactly where to fall in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So the statement ended on this note. "Our love for each other is our strength. We will continue trying to expand our beautiful family. We're grateful for all your support." That's her and her fiance, Sam Asghari. So that's it. And then this very disturbing news, it happened last week. I wanted to mention it because one of Odyssey's things is mental health. And I've actually been very proud of how outspoken this company is about that and the importance of taking care of yourself mentally. And it should, you know, the stigmas attached to it, and let's get rid of those. And Ashley Judd, she was on Good Morning America last week and confirmed that when we had heard that that Naomi Judd had passed, they said, "We lost her to mental health and we all assumed it was suicide," and she is confirming it. She died on April 30th. The family didn't want to disclose the details at the time, but because of who she is and her level of fame, it would eventually get out, so they decided to address it. They chose Ashley to give the news. She said, "I am tasked with disclosing the manner of the way my mother chose not to continue to live. And I've thought about this so much because once I say it, it cannot be unsaid. Because we don't want it to be a part of the gossip economy, I will share that she used a weapon. Mother used a firearm. That's the piece of information we're very uncomfortable sharing. But if we don't say it, somebody else is going
Whoa.
To. I know. Even more heartbreaking is that Ashley's the one who found her. She said, I went upstairs to let her know that a friend was there to visit, and I discovered her. I have both grief and trauma from that discovery. And
oh,
she,
I'm sure.
Yeah. There's no recovering from finding your mom.
There's no making sense of any of that. And I actually don't ever think about doing that to myself. I mean, maybe I have if I were sick and I didn't want to, you know, drain the family funds or whatever. But one thing I wouldn't do, as I mean, I, in my own head, is do it in my house.
Or, I mean, honestly, I'm just too chicken to...
Oh, well, I don't... I mean, that's... Like, at this point, we're talking about someone who was
over
suffering
edge,
for
yes.
whatever, but I just... God, right in her own bed. Like, now that no one can... They have to tear that house down.
Right. Oh, my God, I concur. Ashley went on to describe how the disease of mental illness damaged her mom. She said, quote, her brain hurt. It physically hurt. Our mother couldn't hang on until she was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame by her peers, which was like that weekend. That is the level of catastrophe of what was going on inside of her. When we're talking about mental illness, it's very important to make the distinction between our loved one and the disease. It's very real, and it lies. It's savage. She's encouraging anyone in need of help to reach out to friends and family, and if necessary, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255. You can also go to suicidepreventionlifeline.org. And there's that. And now let's... Oh, jeez. I'm out of time.
How does this happen? You have many more minutes.
Oh, I have one more minute. This clock's wrong, as usual. I don't even know why I look at that clock. We should turn that clock face down.
Corner, right up here
yeah.
on your screen.
I don't look at that one, though. I look at the big numbers. Congratulations to Courtney and Travis. They just got married.
Oh, for real this
time. For real. They got married in Santa Barbara, and they got the legal paperwork in order. And on Sunday, it looks like on Sunday, they got married. They're going to have a big wedding ceremony and a reception and all the fun stuff in Italy, which is so glamorous in the near future. But they were in Santa Barbara, and they tied the knot, and then they drove off in a low rider.
Yeah, he's got a good car collection.
He does, and it had a just married, you know, sign on the back, and it's really adorable. A lot of cute pictures of them. Looks like they had a great time, just a couple minutes, legally tied the knot, all set. Went and had a weekend in Santa Barbara.
Where's that car?
Oh, look at that.
All their days are weekends.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
I mean, let's face it.
It looks like Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm. Yep, red roofs. And
the hillside right there behind it. It's nice. Yeah. Really nice.
And just quickly, I didn't watch SNL yet, but I've been looking at some of the clips and some of the sketches. And they did a whole Johnny Depp, Amber Heard trial thing where they reenacted the guy, the caretaker of the apartment, finding the Duke in the bed. And it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Do you have a couple lines from that?
I'm surprised they touched that.
Oh, they went. They called it boo-boo. They called it boo-boo.
Mm-hmm.
No, they say it was actually a thing where the joke is that this whole trial's for fun.
Yeah.
No, I just did it for fun.
Discovering the alleged fecal matter on Mr. Depp's bed.
Oh, word?
Objection! That still wouldn't prove my client is guilty of anything.
That's true, but I'll allow it. Because it does sound fun, and this trial is for fun.
What?
That's funny.
Yikes.
Oh, boy. So, anyway, it's there are clips everywhere of that. In fact, if you want, maybe... I don't know if
I'll
we can...
throw it up.
Yeah,
why not?
Their stuff is... They're really proprietary about stuff, but we'll throw a link up on our Facebook page.
Just the link.
The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You can enjoy that. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Your threshold for walking and more.
Oh.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Head to Radio
that
Alice.
That is.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so great.
Yes, it is. Yes.
I know. I'm. Yes. Who's that wants to be in an argument about this?
Not me.
I love it so much.
I just, were you on Instagram looking at your butt on the Alice Instagram page? Is that what you were just doing?
I was going to write to Mike real quick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Yeah. Well, we were just looking at your butt.
Were you?
Well,
yeah. I was doing less fun things.
It's on the Alice at 973 Instagram.
Oh, my God. It's so fun looking at my butt.
Yep.
I love it. It's so great. It's amazing. Embrace it. All that stuff.
I'm starving.
Oh, my God. I am so hungry for butt.
You're thin thick. Wait.
What the F are you? Thanks, Bill Bellamy. All right. Go to radioalice.com.
No, I don't.
It doesn't matter.
You don't know. Do you
know
that?
You're thin thick?
What? Thick.
I don't even want to know what it is. I just want.
It's all over TikTok.
I don't.
Oh, is it? How do you know about TikTok?
Yeah. What do you mean it's all over TikTok, Mister? I reject everything about TikTok.
Well, I don't have TikTok. I just learned it from TikTok.
I think it's mid-size.
What?
Mid-size?
No, there's a dance they all do. It's that girls. They're like, I'm thin. Thick, and then they turn and their whole
I have heard this.
Yeah.
I have seen that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
I'm more like thick. I'm like a sausage. Thick all the way.
Get out of here.
I'm like a trunk. I'm like a bowl of a tree.
Stop that.
Go to radioalice.com/contests, and you can see all the cool giveaways we have while you're there. We have some really cool giveaways right now.
Yeah, we do.
We've got the latest news stories. You can check out our show's full podcast, all on RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a piece of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain.
I'll do it.
Visit AllNaturalStone.com.
I'm redoing a bathroom, and I am going to be needing some all-natural stone pretty soon.
Oh, you want to hear something neat?
Yes,
the missus
I do.
Was calling some lady about getting a little support help on this wall we're redoing, and we're using all-natural stone. But the lady goes, listen, I got to recommend all-natural stone to you guys when it's time to buy the stuff.
Oh.
And we go, hey! We know those dudes.
Yeah. Don't you worry. That's where we're going.
Absolutely. All natural stone all the way.
In Berkeley. In Dublin. In
I go to the one by the airport in San Jose. But either way, yes, there's four
by
locations.
By the airport in San Jose. Berkeley.
That's weird.
You
all right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay. I was just, you know, been with the Dublin thing.
Okay, I have to start off with sad news, too.
Okay.
And this is one of those stories where... So I want to say it was Sunday morning and the news had been not great all weekend in the general news cycles.
Right.
And I'm driving to Checksurf early and there's a McDonald's I pass. That's not really part of the story, but they have a flag there. And the flag was at half mast.
Oh, no.
And I usually look at the flag to just see what the wind's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that it was at half mast and then I went, so much... stuff.
What is that for?
I have no idea what that was for. Is that for the million COVID deaths?
Right.
Is that for the Buffalo supermarket shootings?
Right.
Is that for Ukraine? There were so many shootings over the weekend. So I'm not going to detail them all here, but unfortunately that continues to be something that's out there. The racist shooting that killed 10 people in Buffalo is just sickening.
That's the word.
It's just sickening. And that's a person who was, it was absolutely racially motivated. And that's just a dude who should never see the light of day. So it's a bummer.
It is a bummer.
But then,
guns,
you know,
are a bummer.
In Orange County, California, a man opened fire yesterday during a lunch reception at Irvine Taiwanese Presbyterian Church.
What?
He killed one person and wounded five senior citizens before the pastor of the church hit the gunman on the head with a chair, and they hogtied the guy with electrical cords for the police to arrive.
So is this an Asian hate crime thing?
We don't know. I don't know all of the motivations there. We know the motivations in Buffalo for sure, but this just, and then there's Houston, like there's Chicago, Milwaukee, near the NBA game. There's just, so I just want to start off with, unfortunately, we had a pretty violent weekend here in America.
Merca.
There's that.
Well, that sucks, Vinny.
Yep. We move on. It has to be addressed. Like, I can't even, you know what I mean? You have to say it. I can't not say it. So there it is.
Well, and honestly, I like getting stuff out of the way early on a Monday. I really feel like, okay, that's not, we don't feel like our job is to bring you the bad news. Our job is to entertain you and give you a nice little start to your day, if we possibly can.
Right next door, though. They'll do that all day.
KCBS, right on the other side of that wall, they are talking some serious ass right now.
And then what they'll do? They'll repeat it.
Yep. Half an hour later, you'll hear those same stories again. That's where you can just flip back over here where we're having fun. We just have fun all day.
Right.
We try not to repeat stories.
Right. How about a fast fact?
I love those.
Facts. Adult cats only meow to humans, not other cats.
What the hell do they meow for then?
Like, adult cats only meow to humans, not other cats. Kittens meow to their mother, but once they get a little older, they no longer meow to other cats.
You ever have one of those cats that won't shut up? Like, we have a cat who talks to you all day. All day. Follows you around the house and goes, meow, meow,
meow. Well, don't you like it?
No.
Oh.
I mean, yes, it's cute sometimes. When I sit in my office, I have the door closed.
That sounds like your best friends.
It's, oh my God. It's just that it's after a while, because you don't know what to say to them. Like, I'll be like, hi, kitty. And he's right on the other side of the door. Hey, kitty, you know, how you
need to
doing?
Take some lessons from Sandy. Sandy goes on and on all day to her dog.
And does the dog meow to her?
No, but follows her, and she's got a running dialogue all day.
Well, it's nice that she's got someone to talk to. She's always loved dogs.
Yep.
Didn't she have ashes of all her dogs on the mantelpiece?
Yep. I didn't realize that's fairly normal. Now, like, that's what they do.
Right.
Like, when your dog passes, or if they'll say, you want the ashes? Or do you want us to dispose? Like, dispose sounds terrible.
Terrible.
I'll take the ashes.
He's not trash,
let's
right.
do that.
But then you could work him into a garden, Sandy. You know?
Right.
On Saturday,
yeah,
I was walking back from Whole Foods. And there's like this sort of walk along the creek that I take.
Are you just like singing or whistling or what's going on?
I was probably, you know me, probably in my, at least in my head. So I'm walking back, and I see these two little fat sausage puppies, and these two girls are out walking them. They're like babies, like
baby puppies,
like just little, like look almost ready for adoption, maybe just at that edge, right? Little German Shepherd, like that, that kind of coloring. So cute. I'm like, that is the most adorable puppy I've ever seen. She goes, it's up for adoption. So's that one. And I'm looking at them.
I'll take them both.
So I'm only a few steps from my house. So I go in, and my husband and my son, Riley, are sitting right there, John swinging his golf club as he does, and they're just chatting.
In the house?
No, in the backyard.
Oh, okay.
So I walk in the back, and I'm like, the two cutest puppies in the world are right outside that gate door to the back, and they're both up for adoption. Raleigh goes, oh, let's get puppies. I'm like,
well, you walked back there to tell them.
I know.
What did you think was going to happen?
Well, I didn't think that, but I was just, you know, it's so tempting. They sell themselves, right?
Well, of course.
And then I go, then, you know, you start to think it out. You go,
I hope you did.
oh, we didn't get puppies.
Right. No, I hope
don't
you thought it out.
Oh,
like,
no.
You got to think that out.
Because he's like, I'll take care of them. And I go, you're leaving for Europe in a month and with no return ticket.
Is he still going?
Oh, yeah.
He's oh, well, oh, yeah. I don't know. Oh, I mean, yeah. what's he
doing? Canceling over
the
puppies? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, no. I don't know.
But it was...
Looking for a reason not to?
He goes, I've heard that cats and puppies, they just get a lot. They have someone to play with in the house. And they're, I'm like, oh my God, why would I have walked
yeah, why
in here
did
and told
you,
because
yeah.
they were so cute.
I know.
Because I want them, you know? You just want to hold a little baby puppy. And that puppy
I would
smell.
Never try to talk people out of getting a dog if that's what you're into, if you love dogs. But you need to know that that's a, it's always a thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's a full-time job.
We've got Bottle Rock coming up. And Bottle Rock has become this thing now where we've got two kids and a dog. So, like, mm-hmm. we're working on what do we do with the kids? We got, let's bring them and then, oh, the dog.
Can you bring the dog to the West?
Yes, but it's just another added
yes.
consideration on every event that comes up in your
yep.
life. So, I just don't.
Oh, don't worry.
For
don't
people,
worry.
For dog
it
people.
Is, it is tempting.
People, honestly.
There are people who, they have a dog and that is who they are.
Yeah.
And what they want in their
and
life.
And I love dogs, and I'm glad we have one, but it's a consideration at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And you even kind of forget. And then you go, oh, wait a minute. What about the dog?
For some people, though, most of the time, they can actually be a pretty good excuse. I got to go. I got to get the dog, walk the dog,
sure.
get the dog. Right up until the time that you actually do want to stay and do something, and you can't.
And then you got to go.
Because you got to
right.
go, because you really do have to take care of that dog. Mm-hmm. So cute. God,
no, Benny, I'm sure.
I can't believe I don't have two dogs today.
I'm glad you don't.
I'm, yeah, so am I.
So Bob Ross.
Get it. Brent, you should get it.
I have a dog already.
You can need another one. Bob Ross, I love him, the artist guy.
Bob Ross. Yes. Did you watch that special on Netflix about him?
I watched a little of it. I got bored with it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It seemed like his son was basically behind that and
right.
wanted the rights to.
His son also very talented.
Yes.
Why, you know, he seems like he could make money doing that. Bob Ross is the guy who would paint a whole painting in half an hour and teach you how to do it.
Bob Ross painted 381 pictures in his 11 years. The Joy of Painting was on PBS. 91% of them contained at least one happy little tree. Which was his
oh,
thing.
Yeah, sure, right. They were all trees, mountains, and water. That was all he painted.
And
well, sometimes he put a little house in there.
Yeah.
A little cabin in the woods with a little bit of smoke coming out the chimney.
I watched that special and felt bad for the son because it's clear he wants to bank on his dad's good name.
Mm-hmm.
His dad built the name for himself and some lady owns the rights to it all.
Yeah.
And that's when,
she
at the end, you
skeevy.
Go, oh,
this is really
about.
He's just mad.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
He signed the wrong thing, or Bob Ross signed the wrong thing.
That's it. Know. Bob Ross was like, yeah, I just want to make art.
Yeah.
And wherever there's someone who just wants to make art, there's a record company saying, yeah, yeah, sign right here.
Oh, no, sure. We'll take care of you.
Yeah,
we're going to clear your whole life. So all you have to do is make art.
Just make art.
Go, go, go.
And we'll.
Yep.
If you don't read the fine print, cash in big
yeah.
on your skills.
Just, I hate to keep interrupting you because I
no,
keep
please
inserting
do.
Things. I watched The Batman on Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's terrible.
Better here.
It's terrible?
It's not terrible. It's fine. It's a Batman movie. Robert
but where does he rank in the Batman?
Zero. He ranks at zero. He's like an emo teenager with a bad haircut, like a bad dyed black goth thing going on. Like when they go to the hospital at one point, it's the Gothspital. Like it's just dark and like, I don't know, cobwebs and stuff. It's like, it's just so, it's not.
Would Jane love it? Is that, I mean.
Even Jane would
Batman
be
Batman
like,
is goth. He is.
He's not this goth. This guy's so emo and so annoying. And anyway, so we were talking about like, why did they have to make this one? And I thought to myself, as you look back over the million Batman movies there have been and all the different Batmans there have been, it's because every couple years they need to make $1 billion. That is what this is, a money grab,
yeah.
nothing more. It isn't the origin story.
Oh, good.
Which is nice.
So he's already Batman.
He's already Batman, and all the assumptions have been, they assume that you know, because there have been 1 million other
right.
origin story ones. It is nothing but a cash grab with an emo goth dude who some fraction of the audience will be into and watch, and they'll do a trilogy, I'm sure, and it will make tons of money.
You think they're going to do two more with Robert Pattinson?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Well,
it was that good, huh?
No.
85% in Rotten Tomatoes.
No, it was. Listen, it's okay. Is it anywhere near the best Batman film? No. It's so dumb. There are so many just laughably dumb. Oh my God, she's great.
Oh, she's great.
The shining star in that show.
Really?
She's got this terrible. She's not quite Catwoman yet.
Oh, she okay.
But she sort of is.
Uh-huh.
And so she's a big part in this and kind of the love interest and stuff. And she is wearing this knit cap that is the dumbest. It's not a mask. Like, he's got the full-on leather stitched mask. You know, it looks all...
She's low budget.
Steampunk. She's low got budget, like this Catwoman. Sort of like really badly crocheted thing that just kind of goes here, like across her nose. And it's, I mean, it looks terrible. But she is smoking hot. Like, oh, there's good. No one hotter than that chick.
All right. Well, I agree.
Beautiful. Yeah. Like, every angle on her is better than the last.
Well, have you seen her parents?
I have. Good looking people.
Both. Yeah. Really good looking.
Yeah. The Bonet gene, though, is strong.
Yeah.
Like, she is a
spitting
image.
You mean she looks like her mom.
Yeah.
So, you just mentioned it. I'm walking back from Whole Foods, and I see these puppies.
Yes,
and,
puppies. Okay. Oh, my God.
So, you're
puppies.
A walker. Yeah. You're also, you know, big into the Pokemon.
I do love the Pokemon.
A new poll asked people, what's the maximum distance you'll consider walking distance?
Like, if I'm going to go somewhere and someone suggests a walk?
Yeah, let's walk it.
1.5 miles.
What does that take time-wise? Let's
30 minutes.
No, 30 minutes is the number one answer.
Oh. Yeah, if it's something as a 30-minute walk, I feel like that's great. I'll walk a half hour there and a half hour back, and that's... I got a workout in.
Right below that is 20 minutes, 15. So anything over that, though, becomes...
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah,
nope.
Right. Couple miles, it's... Because then you got to come back. I mean, I guess unless you got a ride set up or Uber.
Yeah, to me, it's not about it being too hard to go walk.
No, it's walking.
It's the time it takes. So you've added whatever it is you have to go do, you've added an hour to that.
Like, we like to walk. It's a mile to downtown, and there's all, and restaurants are there. But that's, we feel like after you eat, especially if you've had a couple drinks, it's great to walk the mile home because
you
walk the food off and you know, the fresh air.
I think that's
nice.
Sobers
you up. It is nice. It's really nice.
Sobers you up.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to do that? You just poured all these drinks down your throat, and now you want to be all...
I don't just want to go home and pass out.
Back to normal?
I want to go home and watch a movie. I want to watch a terrible movie called The Batman.
Man,
did anybody else like it or no?
People loved
no,
it.
No, I'm sure they did.
A lot of people loved it, yeah.
I'm sure. Listen, I don't have the same opinion as everybody else. And we all get to have our
85%
own.
85% Rotten Tomatoes. So 15%
were like, no, that sucks.
Why haven't you seen that, Bryn? You're the movie review guy.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. And then I did it for a second. But I watched a little bit of it. And I was.
Whom and you support
I have kids. So it's, you know, I get busy.
I did say to John, I said, well, Bryn started watching it and said it was dark and slow.
And it wasn't the origin story, so I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
I just didn't get through it. Had stuff to do.
Here are some reviews of Sarah's review. Our text number is 800-400-3697. The Batman's always great. Action's great. RP is terrible acting.
That's Robert Pattinson.
Sarah, if the Batman is too young, then you're too old. Pattinson is one of the best Batman movies ever.
Ever.
Okay, I'm too old.
925. Batman was great, Vin. You'll like it.
You'll
707
like it.
Says... Of course it's goth. They live in Gotham.
Oh, that is true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, he's a dark character. Yeah. I mean,
he just,
caves,
you know,
darkness.
The hair, the Robert Smith after a rainstorm look, it's just not... I just found it to be so contrived. Like, it was so dumb.
The wet hair and the rain is like the look. Isn't that what you loved about Ryan Gosling in The Notebook?
Yeah, and by the way, you love Robert Pattinson. You love those werewolf movies, vampire movies. You loved them.
Same.
Twilight.
No, I don't.
You love them.
I've seen them.
And loved them.
No, I loved the Twilight books.
Right.
I like the movies. He's okay in them. He's got some good angles where you're like, ooh, he is devastatingly handsome. And then other angles, I'm like, oh, God.
And by the way, you brought up Fred Ward.
Yes.
And I started describing the person I thought that was.
And it was him.
No. First, I was saying, the guy from Law & Order, and he's a politician. And you're like, no. Where is it? I just lost it. Oh, Vinny was thinking of Fred Thompson from Law & Order and Die Hard 2. He died in 2015.
Oh.
You're thinking of Fred Thompson. He was the DA on Law & Order and later a senator. And he was. That's who I'm thinking of. So that's Fred Thompson, Fred Ward, Remo Williams. It's all very confusing.
Remo Williams was a poll, dude.
Yeah. Well, sorry. I mean, that's what I know.
Never heard of that.
I'm out of time.
From the mid-80s.
Right. What's coming up in the trash?
I didn't write a tease, so something.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.